This is Director Laurie Duran with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, welcoming you to the latest episode of Intelligence Unclassified, a podcast about counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and resiliency. Join us as we tap into local, national, and world-renowned experts to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to give you a greater perspective on the current trends and challenges facing our great state. If this is your first time listening, we're happy to have you. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Intelligence Unclassified. My name is Tom Houck, the Director of Intelligence and Operations at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. We're here today to talk about our Bleeding Control Kit initiative, where we will distribute life-saving trauma kits to over 6,300 houses of worship across the state, all at no cost to the recipients. As New Jersey's lead on counterterrorism, targeted violence, and preparedness efforts, we work tirelessly with our federal, state, county, and local partners to detect and prevent targeted acts of violence. In the event an attack is not prevented, the Bleeding Control Kit initiative will preserve lives by ensuring life-saving supplies are in the right place at the right time. By distributing and training our faith-based communities to effectively utilize these bleeding control kits on themselves and others, we will close the critical gap between when a victim is injured and when life-saving first aid is administered. We've seen the real-world repercussions around the country from the lack of preparedness in cases of mass shootings. For instance, the 2016 Pulse nightclub attack. A victim at that incident bled out in the bathroom floor while hiding from the perpetrator and waiting for emergency response teams. This may have been a preventable death had the victim and bystanders had access to the type of kits we will be distributing. Our aim is to preserve life by equipping all houses of worship in New Jersey with bleeding control kits, along with the knowledge needed to utilize them. That being said, I want to introduce Administrative Analyst Shira Solomon from our Preparedness Division, who has been instrumental in the rollout of this program. Welcome, Shira.
Thank you.
So let's start with the basics. Can you give us a rundown on the contents of these kits?
Yes. So we have what is called a bleed control kit for houses of worship in New Jersey. We have five items in the kit, which we would describe first, the hyphen vent chest seal. This is to protect when there's trauma wound in the chest area. It could be for entry exit wound from a shooting. This would go on each side of the chest to protect and prevent a bleed out, which would be considered like the torso, upper torso area. What we also have is one pair of gloves, which of course you would need in handling any traumatic incident. We also have a compressed crinkle gauze, which could use to bandage. And we have the high strength pressure bandage as well, which is part of the tourniquet process. We also have a pair of what is considered paramedic shears, which are just, you know, scissors, common terms. And we also have the tourniquet, which is a big part of this bleed kit as well. The tourniquet is very important because it is used to prevent the bleeding, arterial bleeding in particular, that can happen in the leg. So it would help to stop the bleed in the leg and also the arm area. And that is it for the contents of the kit.
Thank you, Shira. Could you tell us about the logistics we're looking at as we near the distribution date?
Distribution is slated for the start of 2024. So we're approaching February, so it would be probably late February, March for distribution of the bleed kits. We also want to make sure that we implement training so that people are familiar with the kits, the contents, and how to use the tourniquets in the event of an emergency.
Thank you. We also have with us today Detective Izzy Chowdhury, our Interfaith Advisory Council Coordinator. For anyone unfamiliar with our Interface Advisory Council, it's one of the oldest and largest networks of its kind in the nation and is geared toward connecting houses of worship to federal, state, county, and local law enforcement and the safety-related resources that come with these connections. Izzy, can you briefly discuss why we're focusing on houses of worship for this program?
Absolutely. Thank you, Director Houck. So one of the reasons we're focusing on this is part of a larger program under the Interfaith Advisory Council. Just for the state of New Jersey, with our office, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, our partners with the New Jersey State Police, the Urban Area Security Initiative, as well as the Attorney General's Office, we are very proactive in protecting our houses of worship. One of the reasons we've seen over the years on a national level, their increase in violence at houses of worship, particularly targeting houses of worship. And that's not any different here in the state of New Jersey. So if you look at some of the incidents that have occurred, the major incidents that have occurred in the state of New Jersey, they've actually been targeted at houses of worship. So you look at the Bloomfield attempted Molotov cocktail issue, the incident. You had a targeting of the Jewish community in Lakewood, where an individual attacked knowing Jewish folks with his vehicle in Jackson as well as in Lakewood. Initially, and recently, you had a shooting of an imam in Newark. So as increasing in incidents, whether it's nationwide here in the state of New Jersey, we've implemented numerous programs to help in protecting New Jersey, such as an active shooter training program for houses of worship. Recently, Governor Murphy signed a bill called S-721, requiring houses of worship of anything over 500 in capacity to have an emergency operation plan. So we've put out training for that as well. And this is part of an ongoing process to help houses of worship.
Thank you, Izzy. While the bleeding control kits will be a game changer, we've also been heavily involved for more than a decade now in enhancing resiliency for the faith-based community through the Interfaith Advisory Council. Can you touch on some of these efforts, hit on some of the other IAC resources and training, grants, stuff like that?
Absolutely, Director. So the Interfaith Advisory Council was created back in 2012 with a handful of folks to really start that dialogue between law enforcement and the faith-based community. As such, in 2018, we had about 250 members, and since then, we're close to about 6,000 members in the Interfaith Advisory Council. Part of that is some of those resources that we offer to the faith-based community, such as Intel products. So if you go on our website at njhsp.gov, to really understand that current threat environment, particularly homegrown violent extremists, racially and religiously motivated, we have a lot of Intel products right on our website that's open to the public. We also will be launching our annual threat assessment that should be coming out shortly, and that is also available to the public. Additional to that, we offer other resources such as site assessments. That's additionally from our office here at OHSP, the New Jersey State Police, our UASI partners, and some of our critical infrastructure coordinators throughout the state of New Jersey, where these folks will actually come out to your house of worship, walk through with you, and outline your security and vulnerabilities and provide a report. That report is very important because some of those are at low cost or no cost. However, when you do have equipment that you need in terms of protecting your house of worship, we offer two grants. So we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency grant, the FEMA grant, the Nonprofit Security Grant Program, which you can apply up to $150,000, up to three different locations, as long as you have separate addresses. That includes all your target hardening equipment, such as CCTV, doors, locks, windows. We also have a state grant, which is the New Jersey Nonprofit Security Grant Program. For fiscal 2023, we were able to allocate $7 million to target hardening equipment as well as security personnel. The target hardening equipment, you can apply up to $100,000 per location, up to three locations, as long as you have separate addresses. And then the security personnel, you can apply up to $20,000. Now, that security personnel grant is not to hire your permanent security, but to supplement for your high holy days or your Sabbath days.
Thank you, Izzy. Shira had touched on this, but could you just go over one more time the timeline that we're looking for the bleed kit rollout?
Absolutely. As you know, this is quite a daunting task to distribute these kits out to houses of worship throughout the state of New Jersey, considering there's about 6,400 houses of worship here in the state of New Jersey. That being said, we're looking at first quarter, since it is February, like Shara had said earlier, we're looking towards the end of February, early March, to start distributing them out.
Thank you. While I appreciate you both taking the time to inform the public about our latest endeavor, but before we close out the show, Shira, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Hawk. What I would like to add is the importance of the distribution survey that we have, which is basically like a registration for houses of worship. They're a point of contact to put the information as far as the address, the name of the location, even if there's a child care center there. That's one thing that I would like to highlight too. A lot of our houses of worship have pre-K centers and daycare centers. It's important to register those locations and also the seating capacity. That's a very important component for the BLEE kit distribution. If there is a house of worship, for example, that has 500 or more members that are attending weekly, it is important that we know that, so that part of the distribution phase, that we know how many kits would be needed. Also, if there are any questions or any feedback, we have myself, Shira Solomon, as the point of contact, as the project managers. I also have Chris Petrillo, who is also a project manager, and you would be able to reach us at the information listed.
Thank you, Shira. On that note, thank you everyone for tuning in. As a reminder, you, the public, are our first and best line of defense in the fight against terrorism and targeted violence. So if you see something, say something by calling 866-4-SAFE-NJ. That's 866, the number 4, S-A-F-E-N-J, or tips at njohsp.gov. Tips at njohsp.gov. Thank you again.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website, njohsp.gov. If you'd like to pitch an idea for a future episode, email us at communications@njohsp.gov. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.